سر مردم خونه های کامل رو مردم خونه های کامل رو مردم خونه های کامل رو مردم خونه های
First of all, I was welcome back Joel Schreier, got married a week or so ago. Sit in the room at the top, yay, love. This is a unique sif in Shulchan Aruch, Sadi Hey Dalet. He starts off Yirah Ali. Yirah Ali is usually the lashon of the Rambam. And the Rambam says a chiddush that doesn't appear anywhere in the Shas, and he's saying his own chiddush. He says Yirah Ali. I would wonder if you do a search of Dal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. Is there any other place where he says Yirah Ali?
Is this a direct quote from the Rambam?
No. This is the Mechaber speaking.
Well, it's not very old, because of the Rambam.
No. This is not from the Rambam. This is his direct quote. So I'd be interested to know if you would do a search of all the Dal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, if it ever says Yirah Ali. Done. And in fact, the Shach points out, he says, Din zeh lo nimtza b'shum posik. V'lo shum echad me'achronim yizkiru. V'gabe v'es Yosef lo yizkiru. Because usually, things that are in the Shulchan Aruch are, every line in the Shulchan Aruch is like two paragraphs from the Beis Yosef that's condensed in one or two lines in the Shulchan Aruch. And here it's not even in the Beis Yosef. So it's a very interesting, peculiar thing. So what is he saying? And then we could go and discuss it. Im nosno efer b'mayim chamim shebiyora kodim sheinichu akderis b'socha. Avo pisha shum and dovak behem a mutter. Tal yidei ha'efer hu nos in tam lufgam. So let's say you want to clean utensils. So the way they used to clean utensils, they didn't have dishwashers, they would have a basin and with water, and then they would have heat up the water, and then they would put the utensils in the basin. So the question here is, yeah, he wants to clean the utensils. So he says, but there could be, say he's going to clean milchik and fleishik together, right? Or so then this could be a problem.
Or if there's no shishim.
So here, this is not Hechsher Kelim, this is just cleaning. It says, so like this, Yirali im shenosnu efer b'mayim chamim shebiyor kodem sheinichu agderes v'socha. In other words, he has, what, milchik and fleishik dishes together. Right? So if you're going to put it in the kedera, so that's going to be a problem because it'll become basar v'cholov. And here we have even be'en. It's not like the cases we had with the Ramban and Sefer Truma. We didn't have be'en. Here you have be'en. So, but what can you do if you put afer in the? You put ashes in the water, in the hot water before you introduce the kalim, before you introduce the kalim. So now the water is pogum. So anything that will come into the water will be tam pogum, and the mela nothing will be a problem, because even if the piece of meat comes into the water and ultimately will go into the milchik dish, but that piece of meat is pogum, so everything that's going on now is Nosin tam lufgam, and it's going to be mutter. Tal yidei ha'efer hu nosin tam lufgam. So mamela, that is a way of cleaning dishes together with milchik and fleishik. I mean, our dishwashers today are not exactly like this, because even though there's soap in it, which is pogame, but lamaisa, it doesn't come into later. So everybody said still the water makes it pogum, and you know the type of water that's used in the dishwasher, and even though the afer, or for us the soap, is going to come in later. Going to be a different case than here, but it may or may not be okay. But now, Chora, he's not saying a chiddush, really. I mean, we know all this. We learned, Seven Kuf Gimel. We know no Sintam of Gam. So it's interesting that he's presenting it. I'm telling you this major chiddush. I don't know, is it a chiddush? It's not a chiddush. It's just using the old rules with a new application to them. But it's not so much of a chiddush. So if you look in the Shach, he says din ze lo nimtza b'shum posek. He says no one says this din. Lushum echad me'achron miskiru. Gam beis Yosef miskiru. Adam b'mashmi d'ver poskim din shum takana lagil kli ben yombo. He must lo sheish b'hem shishim kineged akli. And fakir, in other words, if you want to cash your kli that's ben yomo, then you need shishim kineged the kli. Or else it's going to acid the water and come back. So why don't we just say put afer in the water, and then you'll do it that way. So doesn't that show that you can't do it? The page of Bina Frayim, the Omer Lovrin, Hatikanas is the veil after the Bosom Chol of Nicha. Mashit Sif, the Torah, the Hagil Kalib, Midian Bnei, right? Tosa says, Vehechi Akshir Yor Gdola, Ein Mayim Shishim Kenegdo, Pershu Nicha, Kilo, Nasu, and Mayim Kulam Neveil. Yeah. In Misa, the Torah, the Bolum, the Hagil Kokha Kedina, the Mishim Shabbai, Yasu, Haidik, the Tant, the Eifer, the Tzarchim. So he never says that. So on one hand he's saying it's a problem, meaning that it's a chiddush. We don't find this chiddush, and then maybe the chiddush is not even right. So to tell me that it's not found anywhere, okay. So he's telling you now he's really not. But to say it's not right. I mean, the Pri Chadash, who is it? The, I'll show you. Well, he's saying maybe it's not right.
Because no one gives that
Eitzah of how to mach shekelim that are bnei yomam through. It was, why can't we mach shekelim bnei yomam? Because then it'll go back out. But if you put afer in the water, so it'll go back in, it'll become pogum, and then go back in, pogum. So why don't they give that eitzah? So it must be that maybe this whole eitzah is not right. Now how could it not be right? How could it not be right? I mean, the Mechaber is not telling us a chiddush. I mean, he's just, you know, telling me the din of Nosei Tam Lugam. So how could he be wrong?
Meaning it's a workaround, meaning it is right technically, but no one suggests that they don't want people to do it.
So why not?
Because it's a takana.
No, so we're looking into takana where, I mean, no, this is ben yomo, so you have to be machshir, so we're machshir. It's going to come back in and back out, so what? But it's going to, it'll be pogum.
If you're used to it, then they're just
machshir
ben yomo,
who's
adding dirt.
Right. So, machshir ben yomo is a pasuk in chumash. It's a pasuk in chumash that you can be machshir ben yomo. So Ara, this is what's the problem here? So take a look in the Pri Chadash on page 12. So the Pri Chadash says it to the point. He says, "Yirali because of Hashach, dinzel lo nimtza b'shem posek, etc." Good. So says the Pri Chadash on the third line from where the bracket is in the middle. The ein zu kushya. The below taruba is the dover acher mairi haposkim in its karm. Tei the few tema she'efer in a pogam ha'ikad work. So you could say that the chiddush of the mechaber is that efer is pogam. So maybe efer is not strong enough to be pogam. But even if you want to say that, so there are other things in the world that are more potent than an efer. So we'll just put that into the to the lashon hamechaber. I mean, it's not like he's sold on efer. Yeah. So what's the problem? So what's the answer? So the answer is Pasha. Look for Kasaf the period before Chodesh. Tavu gav the cause of a base of Shem Ruch has Chaim, the Maim Amorov and Be'efer Shinur Kedin, Shinim Kishar Mashkin. Shem Nisbuch Olav the Shem Ein Koach HaMaim and Kom Lafle, do me the Mashkin cause of Aran. In other words, maybe there's going to be a big Machlokis Rishonim where the Hagol is only with water. Could you do Hagolo with other liquids other than water? We'll see. It's going to be a machlokas rishonim. Before the machaber and the rabbah, it's going to be a machlokas rishonim whether you could use shar mashkin. And the Or Chaim says when you have water and afer, that's like shar mashkin. So it might not be able to. So that's the answer. That's a simple answer why the rishonim don't use that case to do a ben yomo hagala. With Afer, because maybe Afer, it won't be polite. See, in our case, we're not doing Hagolah, we're cleaning dishes. We're cleaning dishes. So it's pole game. You know, but if you're trying to be maflit a tam, maybe only water is maflit a tam. So that's where the Pri Chadash says that the Shach's Kasha, you know, he doesn't think it's such a Kasha. So then there's the question, you know, is Afer enough to be pagan? Okay, that you could say maybe yes, maybe no. But the principle is a true principle. Now I'll tell you, they use this in the Heksha business. Where do they use this in the Heksha business? I think my friend Rabbi Yossi Jacobs pointed out to me that like when you go, you go to these fancy dinners in these fancy hotels in Manhattan, right? This yeshiva, that yeshiva. So, like 3 hours ago, there could have been a treif event taking place in that same, you know. So some caterers will have their own dishes, you know, but some will just use those that are there and they'll cashin them. But they don't have the luxury of waiting 24 hours. What are they going to tell the Hilton Hotel? You know, you got to close your kitchen for 24 hours. They'll say, make it tasty. You know, we booked 5 different events here from this club and that club and this, you know, all. So one mahalach is that they fill up the pots with ammonia, and that's how they do the. And this way, the tam comes out from the kli into the ammonia, and they don't have to wait 24 hours because the ammonia will pogim. It'll go back in, but it'll go back in with gum. That's some, as Rabbi Yossi Jacobs pointed out to me, some hechsherim, they won't allow that because maybe ammonia is not a good hechsher. So just like we said before, that according to the Or Chaim, that afer and water is not a good hechsher. But so some will require after you do the ammonia, and then you'll do a heksher with water. But when you do ammonia, what basically you did is you press the button that 24 hours just elapsed in 10 minutes. 10 minutes, 24 hours elapsed because you got your pogim. So normally you just have, you have to wait 24 hours. I don't have the luxury of waiting 24 hours. So I put ammonia in, I boil it up. So, and then that might be the heksher also. But one second. But there's a question whether that's good or not. So some will take, after they do that with the ammonia, then they'll fill up with water, plain water, and do a heksher, and now it's, everything is ready nifkum. So that would be a good eitzah. So that's how. So that's what the practical relevance of this sif. In other words, in our own homes, you know, we have stuff that we were supposed to kasher months ago that's still laying, you know. So we have, you know, but you know, you're dealing with a hotel, you're dealing with the dinner. You can't just tell the place, you know, close up for a day, and then we'll come in. I mean, they have all these other events, non-kosher events that they're booking in these places. What's up?
First of all, why don't I have to make sure that it's public? Because it's not Shvacha turned down. It's a zero in Vanilla, because the Shvacha, that's
just
because that there is, if you do nothing and just
the
time lapse of something that turns.
Yeah, but this
game.
Right, but here.
You did something, so it may hit the
table. No. Yeah, but.
That's just like, if you do nothing, so then.
No, but it started off. L'shvach, and you were pogim it, so you did a ma'isa. Okay, Nishkoich, you did a ma'isa, but the ma'isa, it was chilos.
That you're going to use it as a ben yomo without hechsher. There's a big shash when you use it without, a ben yomo.
Yeah, but you could say, okay, you did something, so you don't need a hechsher. All you need is this, but maybe not.
You're saying
it's far. It could be. It could be not. Maybe you also view this as a chiloso b'loso. The shvach, and I repulg them instead of waiting the time. So you did. So but you want to tell him maybe that's better, but maybe not. Maybe it's not better.
Okay, but at most you're on a drabana.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So you leave out the shita that in charmashkim.
Everything we're on the drabana level.
I mean, not if you're doing a ben yomo.
Right.
And that's what we want to do
here. Right. Okay. Right. But you're right. We're still in this drabana.
So right. So you leave out the on the.
It's a
drama. And then also the match of this Sharmashkin on the whole.
Right. So some Hekshar, I think Rav Yossi Jacob said, they just do the first thing. Mm-hmm. They just do that, and that's like a. You want to see another Svara, then maybe this could be, you don't even need it. Okay, I don't know if I've seen anyone who said that. You could say it, but I don't know if any Kadmo has said this idea.
So the Pia Kaddish is saying basically is that you can't ask any kashas from Hagol, because Hagol is different, we're just washing dishes now.
Right.
But in the end, though, it sounds like he's machmir.
No, he's. I think he's machmir on the. On the Aphris Pogan.
He says, I need to have a student to NBL, have to be a fish, to have to move, to have
Right, but I think he's machmir on whether Aphris Pogan or not.
Shouldn't that just be like a
Matthias thing? Yeah. But I think the etzem, you know, if it would be something that Kuli Alma is, like he himself said, there are things in the world that are for sure poker.
Ammonia is poker.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Afer is. Like Rabbi said to me once, you know, pogim doesn't mean that it has to be nifsal. And only the ends have to be nifsal. Rabbi said to me, as long as it's not kishmak. It's like a shmak anymore. So that's pogim. Even though it's still royal achila. Like when you have a be'en, you have to make it in a royal achila.
Could I be something like water? Like you drink your pizza in water.
If you put your pizza in water,
that can be so
kishmak. Won't be so kishmak. Well, so that's what the Ramadi says. That when anything that happens in the dishwasher is pogim even before the soap. The has the kasha. The machaber says yearly you want to clean the two the dishes together, the fleishig and milchig, just put in afer before you put the dishes in, and then everything will be nifkam. And the shach has the kasha. So how come they don't, if that's the case, so how come the Rishonim don't give that Eitzah to Makshir a Kli Ben Yomo according to Rebbein of Tam that Chanan Shai Surim just put Afer in the thing. And he says, you can't ask a kasha, what do you think? It's not pogim. Okay, but there are other things that are pogim. So Be'etzim, it's still... So he says, in a Hanami, you know, it's the Pri Chadash is saying that, that of course, this is the right halacha. The only question is, maybe this application of Afer is not good enough. Now comes the placing. Page 13. Ein Shach. The Nothel who the MS will never be given a Shach that's the Orchis Chaim. He said, what, the Shach didn't know about the Orchis Chaim? In other words, the Shach is saying, the Gemara should have, so the Pri Chadash says, but the reason why he can't say that, right, to do the Heksher that way, is because the Heksher, you have the Shita of Orchis Chaim, that Afer is considered Shar Mashkim, right, Reb Yankel. So now the place he wants to defend the Shach, but the Shach didn't know the Orchis Chaim. Wow. Of course you know. So what's the, so why did he say that that if it was true you should have done Heksha that way? And those things were Afra, Lo Mahani Hagala Behu, Ivram, Mikom Mokom, Hiksha Shabbat, the Kamadu Rabbein Afraim, Sacham and the Higil Bey Pramim, after Yamal Rabbein Atami, Shlom and the Tkil Higil Bey Afra. In other words, you could say, just be Magil twice. In other words, you want to say, how are you going to be Makshir the Kalim? So just do it twice. In other words, the first time won't be a Hagala, the first time will be for Pagam. And in other words, so how come the Rishonim didn't say that? Do one run Lufgam, and then another run to Bichoshes Orchas Chaim with plain water. So if that's true, that the Afer's Pogim, they should have said that. Ah, the Orchas Chaim, but the Orchas Chaim says you can't be Magil, but here I'm doing another one, else the Hagolah. So that's how the place he defends the Shach. So now we have to defend the Pri Chadash.
What
is he saying is that the Pri Chadash says the reason why the Rishonim didn't say that, the way the Shach explains, to do a Heksha with Afer, is because you can't, the Pri Chadash says, because you can't be Magal and Afer. So the place he says, okay, we won't be Magal and Afer. We'll do one run with Afer to be pogim, and another run we'll do with what? With plain water to do the heksher. So why didn't the Rishonim say that? So it must be that Afer is not pogim, and that's the Shach's taina.
You're only talking about
Afer,
not other
poisons.
Right?
Yeah. So that's a. So the place he defends the Shach's taina, because the place is odd. What, the Shach didn't know the Orchis Chaim? That's a simple answer that the Pri Chadash is asking on the Shach. What, he didn't know that? That Afer, you know, that's the reason why we say Afer is not Magil. So the Chavos Das gives a good shot to. On page 14. So he says, So the Chavos Vas now wants to be Yashav the Prichodesh, right? So you know what he says? He says the concept that Afer is Pogam means like you have a Be'en, like the case in Shulchan Aruch. But here, by Hechsha Kalim, what do you want to do? You want to do it twice. One to be Pogam and one to be Magil. But it's not going to work. Because because since it's Afer, the Bli is not going to necessarily come out. And to be Poigame, you need the Tam of the Afer to go into the Kli. So Mehechitesi, that the Tam of the Afer is going to go into the Kli strong enough to be Poigame, the Tam in the Kli. So in our case, where you're cleaning, you have Be'ems. So it'll be Poigame the Be'ems. But hey, man, so that Eitzah of doing twice is not necessarily a foolproof Eitzah. Because Mehechi Tesi, that you could be Magil, you could be Pogam, a Blia through this Mahalach. Because the Blia is not going to come out because it's Sharmashkim. It's Orchos Chaim. It's like Sharmashkim. So what you'll need the Davra Pogam to go in the Kli. Mehechi Tesi, that it goes into the Kli to the degree that it'll be Pogam. So that's why the Shach thought, that's why the Prichadash, asked his Kasha and didn't say that the Shach meant to do twice, because twice is not necessarily an Eitzah. So I told you that in the Hechsher today, twice is the Chumrah. That's for sure they say it's good. The question is that they also say once is good. The Chavos Das, someone should have a Chumrah Hechsher. That we follow the Chavos Das, and we don't even allow, twice. There's one sheet that says you just do it with ammonia. You'll be pogim and mangel kachas, and the other sheet is no, you have to do it twice, like the place he says. Like the Prichadash says, and then Chavos Das it says no, maybe even twice doesn't work, because maybe the Blia doesn't come out and the Pogim didn't really work. So then when you're going to do your next Hechsher without ammonia, there could be Tom that's coming out that wasn't Nifkam, and it's going to go back right back in. So apparently, I don't know if there's some, sheet out there it could be some, places, whatever. But so this is a fascinating discussion here. This is a fascinating discussion. So I told you that Hashem either usually do, like Rav Yossi Jacobs told me, that they either do the one time with the ammonia, and they use that as a pogame, it'll come out and go back in, or they do it a two-time thing, one with ammonia and then one with water. This way you don't have to wait the 24 hours. And the Chavos Das says he doesn't think even two times works, because the pogam doesn't go into the Kli good enough to be pogam.
They do it after ammonia. Maybe ammonia is not sure.
Now, if you want to see the sheet is about Sharmashkin, so you could look. The Gemara has a lashon on page 6. Even the kizayis b'asher shenofel l'toch yoreh shel cholav amarav b'asher osur. You have page 6. You have a kizayis b'asher that fell into a vat of hot milk. So the rav says b'asher osur because the milk goes into the meat. Cholav mutter, but the cholav is going to be mutter here. So why? We talk about Rachel Softa also. Cholov my mother, Cholov Nevelahu. Because maybe the milk that went into the meat comes back out.
Why?
Because in other words, the milk came into the meat, it was basar b'chalav, and now it's niflat out, but back into the meat, and if you hold mimbamino is not batel, so it should aser. So the Gemara says, Shani Hasam Dor Kalos Vasha Bukhalavimo Gdi Osra Torah Velokhalov. The Basa Bukhalov has to be the Gdi is Osir. If the Gdi is not Osir, then the Khal is not going to be Osir either. But then the Gemara says, Hachan Mamayaskin Goshanofal Toch Yor Rosakas, the Mivla Bola, Mifla Lopolat. So it says, if you have a Yor Rosakas, it's Balea, but not Poilet. So the question is, if a Yorah Rosachas, boiling liquid, is Balea, but not Poilet, then how do you ever have Heksha Kalim? So that's the Kasha that the Ramban asks on page 8. So he says that there's a difference between milk and other things. Milk is Mibla Bala Bavifla Lopala. He's a leaner, it's a cholof imashu, cholof roseach machlik v'nivlo, v'bos v'eno niflot. But other things, ma'im roschim, is machlitim, is poilet. But the Ramban is the one, based on this Gemara, who says that shar mashkin, when they're hot, they're not poilet, so that means they won't be good for hagala. He says, water is poilet, even hot, but it's not mavliya. Well, he says, by milk. At least by milk, and maybe other things, but at least by milk. So then the Rashba, on page 9, says, he says, "Masha kozum har miyesh omer shein magilim melu b'mayim v'lo b'shar mashkin." Hay omer lano har Ramban. That's the Ramban. V'hu hay sov v'shachid shechadosh or miyosu raya mamish. Or hay omer lano shashar mashkin b'vlim v'lo b'flitim. The mutter lagi l'fil b'kli ben yom v'afal pi shein b'mayim shishim. So he says that the Ramban says that you could, if you're using hot water, it doesn't have to be Eina Ben Yomo because it's maflit, but it's not mavliya, so it's not going to go back in. If you use, in other words, the Ramban seemingly says that milk is mavliya but not maflit, and water, hot water, is maflit, not mavliya. So if you hold like that, then if it's maflit and not mavliya, so then you have a kli that's Ben Yomo, you don't need Shishim because it'll be Maflit, and then it won't be Mavliya, it won't go back in. So he says, that's what our Rebbe, the Ramban, used to teach us. So then the Rashba says the phrase, V'yaldus Haisabi. Yaldus Haisabi means I had some, like, youthful chutzpah. Yaldus haisabi the azdi panebo. I remember Rabbi Drillman used that lesson once. Rabbi Drillman Zatzal. He said he was by Rabbi Chanan Wasserman's table every Shabbos Zohar. And every Shabbos Zohar, he Rabbi Chaim Wasserman would speak about the dibbuk. This dibbuk came around. What? Yeah, Chavetz Chaim used to see this dibbuk. So he asked Rabbi, and Rabbi Chaim spoke about it. So Rabbi Jomu said, if it was real truth, why don't we see this dibbuk anymore? What happened to the dibbuk? That was it. So I think he prefaced it by saying, Yaldus Haisabi. And he asked Rabbi Chanan this question. And Rabbi Chanan responded, because if we would have these things today, we would lose our Bechira. Because we would be so, you know, we'd have all these supernatural things, then we wouldn't have a Bechira. Because then, of course, we would believe in everything. And he said, that's the Pshat. And then I think he said from Rabbi Chanan, says, that's the Pshat, that Dor Midbar was a Dor Deya. Why was it called a Dor Deya? It was called Dor Deya because even though they had all these Nisim, Guluyim, they didn't lose their Bechira. So there was still a Dor Deya. He told me this once. I think we were talking once at the pizza store or something. Oh. So what was the chutzpah question? The oldest Haisabi, the Yasdi Panay Bo, the Dadil Panav, the Zos Haisa Chuvasi, and came a Mahdi Basar in the Velish, and Nafal Tav Yoro Sechas, and Mayim. He says, if you had a bus in the vela that fell into a boiling pot with water and there's no shishim, so it shouldn't be aser. The chafshin nearby won't be aser because it's what? Because the hot water is poiled, but it's not boleya. So therefore, the pot should never become usher, because the veil of time went into the water, but it's not going to be nivla back, nivla into the pot. So whenever you cook treif meat, you know the pot shouldn't become usher. So I don't know. Okay, so that was
it. Okay.
So we might, we're not sober on this. So either, so basically, it's a machlokas Ramban and Rashba, whether the Ramban whole Shamashkin is not poilate, and the Rashba says it is poilate, and the Chiddush of the Orchas Chaim is that even if it's not orange juice, even if it's not, but it's water, but there's afer in it, we treat that like Shar Mashkin. And the and now your Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber Amoah, and Zochas Pesach has these two shitas. Ein Magilim Mechamei Tveria. Yeah. He says, well, yeah. So that's the discussion here. So, certainly in Chathila we only use water. And then there could be other, you know, cases where we could be, where we, they make them.
The Rashi holds that Shar Mashkin is my Matwin, but Matwin, so wouldn't that mean either way?
Yeah. Yeah, so Bekitzer, the Rashba holds, it's the opposite. So Bekitzer, the Ramban holds that it's the difference between water and milk, and the Rashba didn't go for that. And he assumes Mayim is, you know, Maflir and Mavlir. That's what we normally assume. Right, so it was his kasher, right? His kasher was, you know, was, all your day would change if you assume like that. And then there's a truva from the Chacham Tzvi about Maim Shesh Bem Ephraim in Mikvi Tam Lufgam L'Hatei Kelim Dochim. Page 15. And he's very stark against the Shach. Chacham Tzvi takes on the Shach. He's, you know, yeah, the famous one in the Hilchas Nida, that the Shach says you can't be tovel by Yom Shvi, and the Chacham Tzvi says, so here he says, Efer is poigem, and he says, therefore, halach l'maisa yishvif tzolk yudivir ha-shulchan aruch, l'akeim shehutkum Efer maim mutarim, b'kof tam l'fgam. And all these things are poigem, and it's good. So, Mestanda, you know, there would be no shayla if the a dishwasher, if the soap would come out right away, there would be no shayla. The fact that it comes out later, that makes it more of a shayla. Then still everybody wanted to be makel, others not, but... and then there are other cases here in the Tzemach Tzedek, about other things that are here. You want to see the, if you look in the Yalkut Mefarshim, yeah, page 16. I am very hate the cause of Michelle Shavitz, which she wrote a lot of sister Mishuma Pogum, can the Yuval Arvo, Tamakin, who Khalali Mavatla Nisul Hatkila. So he wants to say, if you make something Pogum, Ein Mavatla Nisul Hatkila, and Mela, this biyusha of the kushas hashach, and we claim midyan lamal higilu beifer because we don't do that with hatchila. So then he writes, but Emma says it must be leishu because we made the kaimel of name lamal who the rabbanon, and mamu the raisa, can mean it. And then the Chacham Tzvi says, no, it's not even about Lenin Yisrael Chachila, because you don't want it, you're not Nena. Right? So,
who says this?
The Tata.
Sorry?
The Chacham Tzvi. The Tata from the Shelech Yavetz. Okay, but this is a very important... Then in a good sefer here, Binyan Yaakov, points out that you can't do it afterwards. In other words, why don't you say, let the milk and meat kalim be there together, and then we'll put the apron in and poke him everything. So then it's too late. Because this is relevant, page 22. This would be relevant to Rabbi Tov was saying. So maybe he did a maisa, so it's pogrom. Like there's kibul tam miyorishu kvar nifkam with the eifrul of the zrinan. If he said, but no, since tam achashin, the azhari of there's kibul tam l'shvach, it's too late. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay, but one second. So basically, he's saying not to say you're.
He's saying point to Machaber that is the Lord. He's saying point to Machaber.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? This is not Nipa or Mizera of.
You.
That's Pshat or Machaber.
And why can't you do it afterwards?
Yeah, and isn't he saying
that
very part of
the Mahat?
That's why Mahat holds his Muslim, it's not a violation of
the Muslim. Where does he say? Which line? Most of the time, Lufnation, also, if there's a Lubba Nesser, gave us a Brother Chatchil and Lufgam, Tayyid and Igzor, because it's Tchil, possibly also Lufgam. The husband became Shane of Yom, became Shabikari at Tom Bolo Bishol. And after Yachak and Nivkam, Zayin at the Ben Yom, Hashem can be done. Like there's Kibul Tab, Meyor Shikvar, Nivkam, all day Eifer. Look at Zayin at the Ben Yom. If he said, Benosan Tam, Ache, Ache, Shinosan Tez, Kibul Tam, Shvach, Yom, 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 Yeah, because it was already pogum.
Because you've been poging it with the eighth.
No, because I thought he's saying because it's, well, it's going in.
Meaning,
he put
the
apron... First, right, so then... Right, because now it's going to go in, pogum.
Right, because now it's going to go in, pogum. Yeah, but he's saying if you put the davar pogim in first,
then you put the stuff in, so then that's not nifgam.
Because then it's going to be nifgam. It's going to, in the water, it's going to be nifgam, then it goes to the kli, it's
already pogim. But not because he did an action.
Whatever, but the shach kasha is a good kasha. Meaning, this is, so they should have done that.
Done what?
They should have been pogging the water, and then put the kelim in.
Pogging the water.
What was the pre-Kaddish thing? Oh, but Hagolah. You don't need Hagolah anymore.
Just pogging the water. Right. So that's what the... Yeah, okay. Let's see. Okay. Kitzer. Okay, so this is the Eifer pogim. Okay. As the Shem tomorrow will continue, we'll see after the Shemaya. And what's tomorrow? Dov Charif is tomorrow? Okay, Dov Charif, and then we're almost finished. I mean, it happens to be, it's already June 6th, okay? There's still plenty of time. Rav Weissatzal would go till the end of June. I don't know if it's June 10th, June 15th, June. What is it? How many days in June?
30.
June 30th. June 10th. People, May 5th. No. People, okay. Try out, everybody.